With me in the studio this morning is park manager Dave Tursti. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a number of things at yesterday's park board meeting. Let's start with music in the parks. You've been asked. This is revisiting something that was asked, I think, a month ago.
Yes, our almost full board. We were absent one member, but we now have seven members. Mm-hmm. We have a full appointment on the park board. Just, I want to put a thank you out to Rod Dockin for volunteering his time and becoming a new park board member. And one of the first issues he sat down with was this idea of street musicians playing in Harbor Park for donations. And I've now turned it into Music in the Parks, a research project for an event, a series of events that would be sponsored by an agency that is into music and that would host musicians in the park. So it's a difficult issue. It shouldn't be this hard in terms of if you want to go down to Harbor Park and play music, great. You can do that. That's what Harbor Park is for, to express yourself in. If it's disruptive, obviously you're going to be asked to stop. And if you're soliciting for funds, you need permission of the city and you need a merchant or a peddler's permit, as it's called.
Yeah, that's a sticking point.
That's just what's happening here. Because some local musicians would like to perform in Harbor Park for donations, the guitar case open, they need permission from the city and they need a merchant permit from the city. And that's what we're trying to work out right now. An easy way to give that permission to a group, a visitors group, a music association. Actually, the North Shore Music Association is now kind of our best hope for a third-party host for these concerts.
Yeah, because then they'd sort of screen what goes on.
Sure,
and
sure.
Make sure that it's legit.
They're the booking agent, if you would.
And no amplified music.
Well, that's something to be discussed. That's the difficulty here. What are the parameters? What's the structure? When can it be occurring? What are the times? Can you have an acoustic or a small amplifier?
So this would be in Harbor Park, not the main park.
So far, we're just looking at it from a Harbor Park downtown perspective. Yeah, no one's suggested this in the campground itself, the rec park as it's known. But downtown Harbor Park, mm-hmm. Weekends during dinner time when it's busy. A lot of people milling about the park waiting for a table.
Yes, that's true. Okay.
So it's being developed. Let's put it that way. It's green lighted with the Visitors Bureau, with Jamada, with the park board, and now it's in the North Shore Music Association. I believe their board is going to hear it.
Okay. Harbor Friends, for the second time, would like to give you their outdoor classroom project, but the park board turned it down.
The answer was no.
Why?
Four voted against it.
Well, that's the mechanics of no, but what reasons were given?
There was not a lot of discussion, frankly. There wasn't there's no prevailing reason.
Well, this is an educational program, but there was no discussion as to why they want to turn it down?
There was discussion. There was discussion as to the merits of the program, that it was educational, that it was a nice program. But at the end, a motion was made, a second, a vote was called, and it was 2-4 no.
Okay. You're getting money for bike racks.
We've gotten a successful SHIP grant. The State Health Improvement Program has done their spring granting, and the City of Grand Marais, along with Kristen DeRuta Wharton, the local SHIP coordinator, has been successful in securing $5,400 for bike racks for downtown, for the Harbor Park area, the Boulder Park, Coast Guard Point. We'll be purchasing those racks this month. Basic hoop racks, we call them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Utilitarian.
Yeah, and people can just put their bikes in there and lock them up.
Yes. Now that it's bike season, we see a lot of bikes leaning up against fences and rocks and other things downtown, so we'd love to give them some racks to put in.
Well, also, it makes it for security reasons, too.
Absolutely.
People can't lock your bike to a rock.
No, it's I used to bike a lot in the Twin Cities, and you had to bike it, and you had to take your tire off and your seat off and lock it all up. I don't think it's that bad up here, but no, we'd be happy to provide bike racks downtown, Harbor Park, Boulder Park.
Okay.
Yeah, that's success through SHIP. That's our second successful grant with them. We had the Community Garden Grant last spring.
What about the, before I let you go, talk about the community connections.
Now, thank you.
We had a meeting about this. You've got drawings on your website. So what's the next step?
Thank you for reminding me. We are planning a new trail and stormwater solution in the corner of the park that's next to the Folk School, next to Highway 61. We call it the Community Connection. We don't want it to be too cute because it's just a trail and some stormwater fix. But it's we've got some great preliminary concepts that we came up with last week in a design charrette. It was really neat how a small group brainstormed some ideas. They went out, took a site tour, saw the site, determined some feasibility of the slope and the stormwater to fix that up, to make it more accessible, make it more inviting. And it's fun to see our ideas on paper now. The consultants, the landscape architects, drafted out three concept plans for a very smooth ADA accessible trail through that somewhat challenging terrain. It's got a nice grade there, as we say, that's far past ADA in its current state. So we're looking to put in a nice switchback sort of trail and a stormwater fix. And we've got three options, three concepts that are big and colorful and show just the general layout of the
And where do we find these?
We find them at GrandMarais.com, our campground website. You can just put in camping in Grand Marais into your search engine too, and you'll find them. But our official site, GrandMarais.com, hosting them on our master plan page under the City Parks tab. It's a couple clicks away on the homepage. You want to click City Parks, and then you want to click Master Plan. We also have big 2x3 poster boards in the park office and City Hall soon. That is hopefully this afternoon. But I've just gotten these plans now, big from the architects, and we'll have them downtown City Hall, downtown at the Rec Park office. We're taking comments for a month. There's comment forms in the offices. You can certainly comment online.
What's the timeline?
30 days for comments. And everybody, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like. Refine that, hybrid that into a final concept. Present that at an open house 6 weeks from now, maybe 2 months at most. And then there's our plans. We just need plans at this point. We're not going to build anything. That's true. The timeline is long as far as the build out. We need to fund this. We're looking for grant money. It's a stormwater project. So it's going to take several years to build this out.
Okay. We've been speaking with Dave Terstig. He's the park manager, Grand Marais Rec Park. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, WTIP.